confessions.
These are my confessions. That's what I thought I could say. Sorry.
Welcome to the note. Gosh.
Start over.
Welcome to the Noted Podcast. Today we are going to do confessions.
Episode 13.
Yeah, episode 13. We're going to confess movies that that we should have seen and movies that we hated and liked, and you'll hear about it. Don't worry. Anyway, we are your hosts. I'm Luke.
I'm DJ.
I'm in Murray.
And our one and only guest,
Mad Dog.
You're starting to be more like a... See, we're just not going to be able to say our guest.
Yeah.
He's just going to be
He's going to be the fourth member.
And we have some notes.
Well, I think we should explain what's happened. So we had an idea for what we were going to talk about tonight. And we're really struggling with it to the point where we're just going to give what we have and then move on from it. And we're going to do a normal trailer episode. What we were going to do tonight was a list, you know, kind of like we did last week, a list episode where we each have three movies. One is a movie that we should have seen, but we haven't. The second is a movie that we love, but everyone else hated it. And three is a movie that we didn't like, but is, you know, a movie that most people generally really like. The problem that we're having with this is DJ loves everything.
True.
Doesn't really hate anything.
Certainly.
Me and McMurray are struggling with...
The one that everyone hates but we love.
Yeah. I really can't... Like, I could come up with one, but it's not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And...
same.
So I'm just going to... And what about you? Did you have the list of all three? Think you can... Okay. So, since you only have one, you just want to go first and give the one you... Okay.
So, mine is the thing that I should watch and haven't.
Okay.
And it's not a movie. For me, it's Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All of my friends watch this. And I'm bad at watching TV shows. I usually spend my time playing video games.
Yeah.
So, watching TV shows is pretty difficult for me. I just recently watched... Daredevil finished it up, so now I'm gonna start watching Game of Thrones and try to get it through, but I know I should have a long time ago.
I don't know. I think he's getting into it, though, like at the perfect time, though, don't you? I mean, because it's...
You got five full seasons to watch, binge on.
And it's... Each season's 10 episodes, so it's not like, you know, it's not like a 22-episode season show. It would take freaking forever to
But it's hour two.
Right.
It's hour episode. Most of those 22 season shows is only 30 minutes, so it's the same.
Right, thing. Yeah. Yeah. But, are you liking it so far?
I am. I'm halfway through episode 9, which the only reason I'm not watching it right now is because you douchebags are in my house.
Right, yeah. And I don't think he's got to the part in episode 9 where crap hits the fan.
There was a demon lady,
yeah,
sorceress lady when I paused it, so I don't know what's going on after
that. All right, well,
that's pretty much all I got. I'm gonna leave.
Okay. DJ will be back in an hour. Mine is, I'll just do the same thing that he just gave. Mine's a movie that I should have seen, but I haven't. And I've never, that's the first time I think I've admitted this to anybody. It's a movie that a lot of rappers love and recommend. You know, if you watch Cribs, they talk about how much they love it. Not Scarface.
That's what I was going to say.
I've seen Scarface. I have never seen The Godfather.
That was my second go-to.
I have never seen that movie.
So good.
I know. It's one of the most, like, you know, supposedly greatest movies ever. And I'm a huge movie lover. Like, I've seen a lot of movies, but I don't know why, for whatever reason, this film And another thing that I know about it is that it supposedly has one of the best sequels ever, right? Isn't Godfather 2? I remember when The Dark Knight came out, they said that this is the first sequel since Godfather 2 that's, you know, as good.
I've seen 2. It was like one of the best movies ever made.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd put it up there. Because I enjoyed the first one more than the second one, but...
Godfather on Rotten Tomatoes has 99. What's Godfather 2 have? Ooh, it's lower.
Barely, though. I mean, we're talking...
97, yeah. I'm probably not going to watch it now. I only watch hundreds.
727,000 people have given it a rating.
Yeah.
Average is 4.4 out of 5, 98% like
it. Yeah. I would love to read the 2 people that didn't like it, just to be like, "What?" Well, just to see what they said.
They're just being rudies.
They're just being, yeah. There's no explosions or none of those special effects.
It's like rotten. Cheer.
Some people just like to hate on good things,
yeah,
just to be different.
You know, I'm really curious. I'm waiting for that. I'm really waiting for that to happen. Not that I'll care, but you know, just like how after Star Wars Episode 7, there was like this small pocket of the internet that was like, we don't like this movie, you know. It's a very small voice, but they're loud enough that you hear it. I'm curious if there'll be that after Civil War.
Oh, you know.
Just from what we've heard from Civil War, how it's supposedly a perfect movie, I'm just curious if there will be...
Oh, I believe that nothing is perfect. There is nothing that is perfect. While some people may see a perfect, somebody's not going to. So there's always going to be somewhere out there dislike something you do, no matter what.
I'll never forget this. Most people agree. Would everyone in this room agree that Dark Knight is pretty much almost a perfect movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it is almost a perfect movie. Like, it is I would say a perfect movie. I think.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's a great, great movie. I'll never forget when I went to film school. Here I'm thinking I'm among film, you know, people that, you know, love this crap just as much as I do. I bet you I was the only one in that school that liked that movie. It shocked me. Like, just people just being like, the Dark... I mean, I had never met anyone, never even seen anything online. Like, people being like, saying to my face, like, that movie sucks. I'm like, How does that movie suck? But, you know, those are like real artsy-fartsy people.
That's what I was going to say.
Only like movies that you've never heard of. You know, I mean, legitimately never heard of.
Yeah.
But I know they exist. I know that. Well, I know McMurray's heard of The Dark Knight and likes it. But anyway, that's, yeah, The Godfather. That is on my to-do list. I know I need to see that movie. So.
You watch a lot of movies, too.
I really do.
Like, sit down and watch a lot of movies.
I probably watch 4 movies a week.
So how, why?
I don't know. I'm going to make an effort, though. I'm going to get around to it, and maybe I'll, on the next one, say what I thought about it.
I don't condone illegal watching of movies. But
what you're saying is I have no excuse.
What I was going to say is you should get Cody.
Oh.
And watch all of them.
It's super convenient.
How do you get it on your Xbox? Or how are you?
Well, I don't have it, but if I did.
If someone you know, right, tell me how they get it.
I would tell them to get it. To buy...
Well, it's what they told you.
You didn't tell them. Amazon Fire Stick.
Okay. That's what you had? Or, I mean, that's what he had.
That's what your friend had. That I know has.
Who's not even your friend,
really. No.
Just some douchebag you know.
I wouldn't be friends with somebody like that.
Right, exactly. No.
That's illegal.
That's wrong.
Somebody I know uses a Google tablet to use.
Okay.
That's also who has the fire. He is a terrible person.
What? No.
McMurray's on the next episode because he's in jail.
later on tonight, I'll show you a video of that person showing
of it okay.
running.
Okay, yeah.
And all show right. you how easy.
Not that I'll ever even think about doing it, but I'd be curious to know it for educational reasons.
Yeah, to know
how it's done.
You have to know the enemy.
So, right, exactly. Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Apocalypse Now is one that I think I should have watched, but I haven't.
You know, I saw that and I did not particularly care.
Yeah. I mean, it's a like, really popular movie.
I like Platoon a lot more than Apocalypse Now. As far as like the Bond movies.
Am I drunk?
Yeah, you looked at the spelling on that.
Apocalypse. I knew it was wrong, but I kept going.
It's like the way Peter Griffin says it. I don't know if I've seen that or not. That's why I'm waiting for him to pull it up so I can... You're still butchering it. There you go.
Did it on purpose.
Apocalypse Now.
I definitely haven't seen it.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Marlon Brando. I don't know. I guess I need to add one to my list too. I don't think I've seen this.
It's got really good ratings too.
Yeah. What's it about? I mean, just the Vietnam War?
Yeah. So, I mean, from what I remember.
It's just like a war epic?
Yeah. It's just right there. I like Platoon a lot more, though, like I said. But, I mean, it is a good movie.
I'm not really big on war movies. The only two war movies that I love is, of course, Saving Private Ryan, because you're a moron if you don't like that movie. And two, I really like Fury. Did you guys see Fury?
Didn't
Fury.
We all see
that?
That
was a
I know,
really, really good
movie. I know why you like Fury.
I know what three of us saw it.
But it was a really good movie.
Shane.
Huh?
Shane.
Oh, yeah. Can't protect a Rick. No, I love Brad Pitt. I watch Brad Pitt in anything.
Yeah.
But that's the same director that's doing Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So that's really why I think that movie's going to be good.
Wow, it didn't get as good as ratings I thought it'd get.
It's kind of Shia LaBeouf.
What's your favorite Brad Pitt movie?
Gosh, that's tough. Favorite performance? I love him in Troy. Favorite movie? Yeah, he's great in Snatch.
This is one of my favorites from him.
My favorite movie with him, I would have to say, is Fight Club.
Yeah.
He's just so... I mean, when you watch that, who does not want to be him in Fight Club? I mean, he is...
I think I like Snatch more than Fight Club, but I see where you're...
Those movies come out within 2 years of each other.
Yeah.
And they're both really good.
Anytime anyone ever says to me, you know, they're like, oh, he's just a pretty boy. Like, he's not a good actor. I'm like, dude, watch Snatch.
Yeah.
Like, he transforms. And another performance that that's really good is, you ever see, is it called 12 Monkeys? You know the movie I'm talking about? Where he plays a crazy person.
Yeah, he's got Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's Bruce Willis. Yeah, and he's like... He's like a total...
12 monkeys.
Monkey. There it is.
I forgot he was in it. I just remember Brad Pitt.
Yeah, look at him. Like, he just looks nuts. Yeah.
I should watch that again.
All right. McMurray, what's your...
My movie?
Your movie.
So I went back and forth because there's so many that... You guys are giving me crap about. I still haven't seen Green Mile or Titanic or Bad Boys or.
Whoa.
Any of those.
Did you say Bad Boys?
Yeah.
We didn't even know that, McMurray.
God dang it!
But.
They're making a new one.
Are they? Yeah. I know it's been rumored for years.
Yeah, I think it just recently came out that.
If freaking Michael Bay had any sense, he would get off the Transformers and do it.
I think that Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are coming back for it too.
Wow.
I needed to watch this, but the one I was going with for this was Apollo 13.
You've never seen Apollo 13?
No.
What the? Do you just have something against Tom Hanks?
No, I love Tom Hanks. That's the thing. I love Tom Hanks.
Have you ever seen the movie he's in?
The Birds is like one of my favorite movies.
Well, yeah. Story. In fact, he even admitted he was like, I've never even like sat through all of Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
You hate Tom Hanks.
I don't. I love Tom Hanks.
Why are they all Tom Hanks movies? Because he was in Green Mile.
The National Treasure.
And there was another movie.
Titanic. Green Mile. Forrest Gump and then now Politics.
You never seen Titanic?
I've seen most of it. Same with Forrest Gump. I've seen it. I just haven't watched it all in one
season. Titanic is one of those movies that I would never say to you, like, you idiot, you have to see that. But it's just surprising since it's such a movie that, like...
Just the couch scene.
It's just like everybody sees it.
The best part of this.
Yeah, like I've seen that in the boat scene. So.
Well, I'll tell you why this is surprising. Because you love this.
I know.
You love this stuff. Yeah. He would love that. That would be like your favorite movie.
I know.
You need to, yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, he would love that movie.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. It's been a minute since I've seen it.
I'm just kidding. You're not an idiot. You are.
I was going to say, if anyone, I'm the idiot because I'm the huge film guy and I've never seen Godfather. I mean. Okay, is that all the, that's all that. All right, so DJ has no more, correct?
Let me.
Are you going to try for one?
Let's do the one where.
No, just you guys go ahead.
Let's do the one where critics loved it, but we did not.
Man, this sucks. I know. I'm really about to get a lot of heat. Like, you got. I'm about to drop a bomb. This is a movie that everyone loved. Everybody loved this movie. Me and my brother fight about it all the time. Like, anytime I say anything now, he's like, really? You're the guy that didn't like that movie. So, this movie came out really recently. And everybody loved it, and I was like, wow, everybody's talking about this movie. I need to go see it. I went and saw it, and I walked out. And here's what I'm going to say. It has good acting. It has amazing action. It is an incredibly well put together movie, well choreographed. I can see why people like it. Mad Max Fury Road. I don't understand.
You realize that's McMurray's favorite movie.
No, I didn't know that. But
it's not my favorite movie, but it's up there. Like, it's...
Well, I know, and I realize I'm losing, like, all my cred here.
Get out.
But, yeah, but I...
You're a new third.
Yeah, I mean, I know. But... it's a movie that you have to understand what I'm saying though. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I recognize it's good. Like I recognize why it's so highly praised and everything. It just didn't speak to me. Like it didn't do anything for me in terms of
get yours checked.
The plot is they drive, and then they just turn around and drive back.
Trying to escape.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what happens in it. That's the whole movie. And you have a movie called Mad Max, but he's not your main character. Mm-hmm. If anything, you get one of the coolest actors ever exist, Tom Hardy, to play, and all he does is mumble the whole movie. If you pull a clip up, it's just him just going, hur, 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 hur. Like, you can't understand, like, half the things he says.
Mel Gibson wasn't exactly talkative in the originals either, though.
But I understood when he talked.
Well, and he was also the star.
Also, and can I say this? Yeah. As good as that movie is, how much better would it have been if you had old Mel Gibson playing that role? Like a gritty, old, like almost Dark Knight Returns style Mad Max, you know, like, it would have been so cool. It would have been so awesome. But whatever, I can get past that. Like, I'm not saying I'm hung up on that. I'm just saying it would have been cool to have seen him reprise that role, you know, or whatever. I love Charlize Theron in that movie. And that's what everybody praises that movie for, is that the movie kind of tricks you. You know, like it's sort of, you go in thinking it's Mad Max, but then like she sort of steals the show and everything. I get all that. It's like anytime somebody tries to explain to me why they love that movie, I don't disagree with them. It's just simply...
We didn't talk to you. I understand.
It just didn't really like... It's like I get it, but I don't. I don't know how else to put it. I'll say this though, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
The action is amazing, and I'm behind. Yes, practical. I love that. And I'm behind moving forward. Anything George Miller wants to do, let the crazy old man do it. Yeah. Like, the dude is a visionary, and I'm on board for whatever he does next. I just hope that the plot is better than, okay, now we have to turn around and go right back to where we were. I mean, I don't know.
In the original movies, was the plot really all that complicated?
No, but I guess I was more forgiving of those because they were older movies.
Hmm.
Whereas, like, now I feel like we're more, I don't know.
Have you seen Half the Crap on Netflix? It's not exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just, anyway, like I said, I knew that was going to be a bomb.
I mean,
I'm probably going to hear this for the rest of my life. But.
It's all right, man. I see where you're coming from. I mean, you're dead to me, but I see where
you're coming from. Okay.
It's hilarious.
All right, yours.
V for Vendetta.
Get out! Mm-mm. What is wrong with you guys?
No, you know what? You know what, though? Like, I like that movie, but I could see where someone would not like it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
I got bored. I see it even easier for someone not to like that movie
than mine. Oh, sure. And I understand that.
It's like you guys are all talking before I got here. You're like, let's piss off McMurray as much as possible.
Well, I could kind of, in his defense, I could see, and I mean, you can speak of why you don't, but I mean, it was marketed as a comic book movie with a lot of action, and it's not really.
No.
It's none of that, really. I mean
it's graphic novels, so it kind of. The same as Watchmen.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, to the general public that maybe had no idea about the comic book, the way it was marketed like, and if you remember, it's like the people that brought you the Matrix, you know, and all this stuff. And I can see where someone coming off of the Matrix,
that's what I remember.
Might have been a little disappointed.
Plus, I was 18 when it came out, and I was looking for a comic book movie.
Yeah.
So. Natalie Portman.
And again, well, see, keep in mind, like, I like V for Vendetta. I'm just kind of defending him a little bit, but maybe I should be, you know what? You're an idiot. Yes, Natalie Portman. She's a national treasure. She shaved her head in that movie. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I mean, did I pretty much sum up why, or is there any other?
That's pretty much it.
Was there something else about it you just like did not like, or was that kind of
mostly just let down?
Yeah.
When I started watching it,
there's a lot of talking in that movie.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of just not a lot, you know, happening.
I love it though.
Oh, I do too. I like that movie.
I felt that way with Watchmen.
Really?
There is a lot of talk. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. There's a lot of talk in that movie. If you read the book, though, there's a lot of dialogue in that book.
Yeah. Well, and they just about capture, not all of it, but about 80% of it in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
There's some action, but.
The greatest scene ever, though, in a comic book and in a movie is in that movie. Like, errors in that. I love. It's one of my favorite. Like, if I could give a top 10 favorite scenes, like, this would be in the top 5. I love the moment where Rorschach is in prison and he takes that thing and he hits that guy and he goes, and all the criminals are coming towards him and he goes, you all don't understand.
You're
in here with me. Yeah, it's like,
it's awesome.
Oh, it's so cool.
I'm not trapped in here with you.
Yeah.
I'm trapped in here with me.
I love that. All right. Yours, McMurray.
Mine, I don't know if I've ever heard you guys ever talk about it, but remember when it came out, it had all this praise from the critics and all that, and it was There Will Be Blood. And I watched it. I recognized it was a good movie, a good acting, all that stuff. I was so angry at the end of it. Like, I was so miserable. Okay. Like, I hate this.
Let's shake hands. Because we're even.
Okay.
I love that movie. Where I mean, like, top 5 favorite movies ever. It would make my list. Like, love, love, love that movie. You know who else loves that movie and would hate you right now? Michael Medley. Yeah. He wrote a college paper on it. And because I told him one day, I was like, dude, I saw There Will Be Blood and I loved it. And he immediately emailed me this huge college paper he wrote on it. And I was like, this is awesome. And it made me love the movie even more, like reading what he thought about it and stuff. But, I mean, I don't know. I think I have said this actually on the pod, but I'll say it again. I think if I ever had a, you know, if my daughter was ever interested in acting, then I would tell her to watch Natalie Portman in Black Swan. That is the best female performance I've ever seen. If I ever had a son interested in acting, I would say, then you need to watch There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis transforms in that film.
To be fair, you could just pick any Daniel Day-Lewis.
True, but I really think in that one, he really became... I mean, it's so elevated.
And Lincoln, he...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just think, and also, like, that movie is really, like, beautiful. Like, it's really beautifully shot, really well directed. Like, I mean, I could go on. I mean, that movie, like, kind of gets squashed by his performance. That's what everybody wants to talk about. But, I mean, the rest, it's like a really solid film. The only reason why I could see why someone may not like it is because it's slow. It's a slow movie. I recently watched the 8th Tarantino, Hateful Eight. Hateful Eight, like, for the first, like, hour and a half or something, it's like a 3-hour movie, right? It's like a really long movie. Like, it's a slow burn.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really slow burn. But when stuff kicks off, you're like, this is amazing. Like, this is awesome. Now, but
I didn't get to ask you.
It was really good. But with There Will Be Blood, it's kind of a slow burn the whole movie. And so I could kind of see where someone would be like, it just was boring.
It's not even that. Like, I just, when it ended, I was just like, I'm so angry.
Well, I mean, explain to me. Like,
just
what?
His character.
Well, you're not supposed to like him.
I know. It put me in such a bad mood, though. And I've seen movies with shitty character, like, personalities.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me, but for some reason, that movie just, it made me so angry. Where I was like, I don't want to watch this ever again. I hate this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a despicable person. I mean, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I've never seen this.
He's a total jerk.
Or have I ever heard of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the slow burn doesn't bother me because, like, Alien and Aliens are two of my favorite movies ever, and they're super slow.
Yeah.
Until they get going, it is like, it just blows up.
I mean, I would almost argue that in There Will Be Blood, like, nothing really. I mean, things happen, but, I mean, it's a slow burn beginning to end.
Fox is okay.
I would think that the character that would make you more angry than him is the little preacher dude. I hate that character in the movie.
I don't even remember because I've tried to wipe it out of my memory. I hated it so much.
We're going to watch it together.
No.
I'm on commentary. I'm going to tell you why it's great. You're going to do the same with Mad Max for me.
I'd really get drunk and play PT. Or what's that new one, the Boogeyman game?
That came out, man.
It's like VR.
No. It's Paranormal Activity. Have you seen that? And Paranormal Activity made a video game on the VR. I'm getting a VR. I'm going to bring it here and leave it here. Just live here. We'll just play it together.
Speaking of living here,
how much is a VR going to be?
$400.
Never mind, I'm going to get one.
The one I want $7.
Oh, are you thinking of one for the computer? Or PlayStation.
No. Wait, there's different ones?
For PlayStation. It's, there's a ton of VR out there.
I thought the VR was like a PlayStation thing. Is it not?
There's one for PlayStation.
There's one for PlayStation, but yeah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
There's others.
Can you get a VR now?
Yeah.
For a computer?
Mm-hmm. Oculus Rift is
the one. Oculus. Oh, okay, I've heard.
That's not the one that I want. I'm wanting the
Samsung.
Yeah, maybe. What's the name of it?
Or is it for that phone company?
It's a phone company.
Can't remember the name of them now.
I can't either.
I mean, explain why. Why would you want that versus just different games or?
With any computer, there's this whole thing about computer master race, you know, because you can play. There's so many more games on a computer, and it's true. I'm sorry. And
no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, that whole thing just annoys me.
Isn't that kind of slowly going away, though?
No.
I thought consoles were kind of getting there to where it's like there for a while. It's like computers, consoles, and now they're kind of evening out a little bit. I mean, not maybe there yet, but isn't that happening, is what I'm saying? Isn't eventually it's going to get to where consoles are...
There's so much more you can do on a computer with mods and that kind of stuff where you can... Have you watched any Grand Theft Auto mods?
They got VR in that mod.
Really? Like, first person. There's so many things that you can do on a computer with a video game that you can't do on a console.
Well, yeah.
Except that a lot of mainstream games are made for console and they just kind of suck on a computer sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Like Batman.
Batman. Still
Batman was a...
There was one that just came out recently. On computer.
See, my whole thing, though, with computers is, I'm not saying that they're probably not better, as they probably are, because after all...
It all depends on what kind of gaming you want to do. So.
Right, and
well, I'm not on either team.
Yeah, well, I am. I love console. I mean, for me, but it's also, my argument, though, is because, like, do I want to buy a $500 PlayStation or a $2,000 computer?
Why would you buy a $2,000
computer? I thought like a nice, like, gaming computer was...
This is like probably close to $650.
And you can play like
I can play any video game that's out right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, if you went somewhere and bought a gaming computer, it'd be that much. You can build one for nothing.
See, I was always told that like... What is it, that alien computers?
Alienware.
There's like, that's the best gaming, and those things are freaking expensive.
They're like not insane. The best anymore, because Dell took them over and made them stupid, but they're good. Gaming. Anyways.
All right, anyway.
So movie critics hated it, or did you have one?
Are you done? You just had the one? Yeah. You're in a really unique position right now. Like, you just sit back.
I'm sitting back. I'm
you just sit up in your tower. And well, I mean, I think I'm done because I really couldn't come up with one. I mean, like, I could, but it would be dumb. It would be stupid. So I don't really have one that's a movie that I love and everyone else hated. I don't know. I just don't have one.
I just went off.
Sorry.
Rotten Tomato ratings.
I didn't look up the rating for mine, but it's not a good movie, but I didn't like it. What is it? Starship Troopers.
Stop. Okay. Jesus. And by the way, I love Starship Troopers.
I thought Starship Troopers, it's not a good movie, but I thought it had like...
I have no idea.
I think a lot of people like it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it says audience is really high. Of course, critics is going to be stupid low, probably.
Did you expect?
Well...
There you go.
I didn't know it was one word. I'm sorry.
Well, they're not far off from each other. They didn't get a rotten in either category.
No.
I guess it was meant to be bad.
You go off top critics, it gets a rotten. But all critics, it's...
Yeah.
It was meant to be bad.
Yeah.
And that's why you can take it and like it. It wasn't meant to be a serious... I loved it.
When I went to basic training, the drill sergeants quoted that movie the entire time. Like, they love that movie. Yeah, they have it completely memorized.
Yeah.
And haven't they made, like, a ton of sequels?
I've seen the third one. They're all bad.
They're all terrible, yeah.
I don't remember liking any of the sequels, though.
I watched it on Netflix.
They were meant to be bad, and they were right.
Yeah.
They're out of bed.
Yeah, I love Starship Troopers.
Yeah. I can't hate on that. You know, sometimes it's just kind of, you have those movies that are just like guilty pleasures. Like, you know they're dumb. Like, I know for a lot of people, it's like... Expendables. Like, they're meant to be... It's not meant to, like, be good.
Middle to no plot, just explosions.
It doesn't matter. It's got all your heroes in it.
The Rudy movie.
My movie for that is Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. And still, I hear people all the time, like, how could anyone like that movie? I'm just like, I don't know.
It actually is a good movie.
I just love that movie.
I mean, if you understand what it's doing, yeah, it's really good.
Your mom goes to college.
Man, it's been a while since I've seen that.
We're hurting by quotas.
Yeah, really. Your mom goes to college.
Can I have some retots? Do you know your tots?
Do you, the same director directed that. Do you remember the movie with Jack Black, the Nacho Libre
Nacho
movie?
Nacho Libre.
That's actually a really funny movie.
I love that movie too.
Oh man.
Daniel Holsenback quoted that. He would say that all the time.
He'd get up, Nacho.
That's a funny movie.
Oh, that could have been my pick. That could have almost been my pick. But
what is your, do you have one?
The Burbs. Tom Hanks from the 80s.
You hate Tom Hanks.
It's my fucking my one movie.
I thought we were on that. I thought we were back on the previous one.
I love that movie too.
It's so funny. It's like
it had a big audience score.
It's in my top five movies ever.
I was going to say a lot of people like this movie.
And probably the reason it has a bad, there's only 15 reviews for it. And none of them were top critics.
Back then, there weren't a lot of critics back then, I guess. You look up like Casablanca, it's like one guy I liked it.
That's my pick. I was just going off a Rotten Tomato score.
Yeah.
I also thought about this movie I watched with Mad Dog called The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. And it was so stupid and awful. But we sit there and laughed.
I've never heard of it. Adventures of what?
Ford Fairlane. Like the car. Not the car.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes is like, no!
That's all. Kept waiting.
It's an older movie, too. It's got
Andrew
critics
playing.
Hated it.
That was really bad.
Like it's set in 1990, he plays this like detective that dresses up and acts like a 50s greaser.
And it's really funny?
It's no, stupid. Not really, but I loved it anyway. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Stupid like it's meant to be, or stupid like they didn't mean to be, and that's why it's funny.
I think
I
it's
can't
just
really tell
you don't really know. Yeah,
you just have to watch the trailer.
You would think that somebody couldn't make a movie like that, but
really,
it's pretty much Clay doing his
his
stand up.
Yeah,
and he's a rock and roll detective. Oh.
So I figured we could make a short episode out of this before we go on to the trailers.
Okay.
And to cap this episode off, what I was thinking is we can talk about Rotten Tomatoes top 100 movies of all time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I
thought of that.
You're a genius, Luke.
Good job, buddy.
Luke's peeing. So again, we're
Me too.
Yep. Peeing for Luke is an orgasmic event. I don't know if anyone hears that.
You can't go in public restroom.
You can hear it. Oh. Trust me. You might be able to hear that stream. That's stream. Get angry at the toilet with his penis. Luke has an elephant trunk.
Repeating your sink this time. Thought I'd make it up. Are everybody good?
Yeah.
Are you not drinking tonight?
Point.
I get it.
Health
and ginger
ale.
Water? Drink water. It'd be hilarious if you mixed it.
So what I was thinking we could do
is...
You know, this kind of goes along lines of movies we haven't seen that we should have.
Yeah, that's
right. Let's just talk about, have we seen these movies?
I thought about that. We could literally do that one question, make it to a whole episode.
And I was going to earlier, but I didn't get to do
number seven, mine's on there, The Godfather.
So, I'm sure everyone here has seen Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we can go ahead and mark that off. The Third Man, never heard of it.
Mm-mm. I have not seen it.
I looked at it. It had, of course, really good reviews. It's 100% with 76 reviews. It's a 1949 movie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of the older movies on here, like Citizen Kane.
I've seen it. It's a great movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's a great movie.
It's slow.
The reason why Citizen Kane, though, just like a little fun fact about it, it was the first movie to ever... That movie shaped movies. Like, it shaped movies today. Like, every movie before that movie does not look anything like that film. And after that, every movie looks like Citizen Kane. That's the first film that ever did, okay, like, if me and you are talking, typically how it would have been shot before Citizen Kane, they would have put the camera over there, pointing at me and you both being the shot. Kind of like a play, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Citizen Kane was the first movie that we ever did...
focusing.
Let's have the camera over here looking at him, and then we will cut back and forth to them talking. That was the first movie to ever do that, and now you'll notice every movie does that.
Of course.
It was also the first movie to ever do things, like just like he said, like focusing and angles and stuff. Like, there's a funny story where the director wanted the camera to be like... it's like on the ground, it's looking up at people. And one of the guys on set was like, you know, we can't do that. Like, if I put the camera on the ground looking up at him, it's going to look weird. And he goes, well, just like, I don't know, dig a hole. Dig a hole and like get in it and then put the... And the guy was like, oh, okay. And that's what people do now when they want that shot, you know. So it really revolutionized film. That movie. But anyway.
That's good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fun fact.
All About Eve.
I don't know.
No.
Skip 5, never heard of
it. 1920. Yeah. Modern Times.
Yeah. 1936, that's a lie.
Modern Times. I get what you're doing. The Godfather.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Yes. I haven't.
You guys should watch it together.
Now
and you stayed quiet the whole time during me talking.
E.T.
He hates Mad Max as well. E.T. I actually watched E.T. just like a week ago.
Great I haven't movie. Watched that in a good 20 years.
I'll tell you what, it still holds up.
Yeah, it does.
Still holds up.
I remember not too long ago, they did a digital remaster.
They did, and everyone didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because they did weird crap with it, like, you know how at the end of the movie all the agents are holding guns? Well, when he, you know, Steven Spielberg was like, well, this is a movie for kids. So he digitally took out the guns, and they're all holding walkie-talkies. And it's so weird. Like, they're holding, like, it's like really, really strange. But thankfully, the one on Netflix is not that one. It's not the digital thing. Sorry.
Singing in the Rain, 1952.
Heard of it.
I think I have seen it.
I've seen clips of it.
No, maybe. I think it's Gene Kelly or Fred or something.
I don't remember.
I have seen this. Yeah. I've seen that movie. It's been a while.
I have not. 100. Had a really good review. Metropolis?
Not on that.
1927. That's good. Did you get it when it came out?
It looks like that. It's got like Bioshock kind of art to it.
Yeah, it does. I noticed
that. It reminds me of.
Pee in the sink, Mad Dog. Oh, you're getting a beer.
Pee in the fridge, Mad Dog.
Don't pee. No.
I go where I go, man.
It Happened One Night.
I love that title. It Happened One Night. What Happened One Night? Oh, man.
Romance looks like.
It Happened One Night.
Inside Out.
Wow. Great movie.
It really is.
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Really?
Oh, you need to see that.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie.
I often think about the premise of that movie like...
Wait a minute, though. I'm confused about something. This is not a list of showing that got top percentage. How are they rating it? Because, like... One is 99%, but then two is 100%.
There's an explanation for that somewhere, and I can't remember where it's at.
Are they just saying that, like, this is our favorite movies overall?
It's sorted by adjusted score.
Okay.
Each critic from our discrete list gets one vote, weighted equally. A movie must have 40 or more rated reviews to be considered. The adjusted score comes from a weighted formula that we use that accounts for variation in the number of reviews per movie.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. All right. No, I don't know. I was just curious.
Laura? Jesus, Mad Dog. No, it's a no for me.
Nope.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, of course.
Yeah, that's a great
Everyone's
film.
Everyone's seen that.
Can't see that without thinking of the Gremlins.
What I was going to say is I can't see that and not think about the ride at Disney World. It's the best ride at Disney World. That ride's awesome.
I can't see that and not think about my father.
Oh, yeah, because of the grumpy
Dad's
stuff.
Huge grumpy fan.
Yeah.
He's got grumpy. There's grumpy on the front of his truck.
Yeah, I know.
And the back of his truck. And
yeah.
He has a whole shrine upstairs in his room dedicated to grumpy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. But that's the way it's always been. A Hard Day's Night. Boyhood.
I've seen it.
I did not watch that. It was really cool.
The idea is super cool because it's a movie that was, it took
12 years.
It was 12 years, 12 years of filming.
Yeah.
But it shocks me to see it on that list and to see it that high.
I had a 98%.
I mean, like
81% audience.
I mean, it's a good movie, but it's not like.
Top critics gave it 100%.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just is. This is kind of what.
So I haven't seen it, so you wouldn't.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's
kind of boring.
North by Northwest is that
great movie?
Kanye West is
no. That's Alfred Hitchcock.
You sure it's not Kanye West?
No.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Well, I've seen every Alfred Hitchcock movie because he's my favorite director.
If I were Kanye West, I would have his daughter write a poem called North. This way he can say it's North by North.
By North. That poor girl. She's going to hear crap the rest. No, actually, no, she won't.
No, she's not.
Yeah, no, she won't. No one will ever make fun of her.
No.
I will if I ever see her.
Your name's stupid. And Kanye shoots
you. Yeah.
Repulsion. No,
that's how I feel about Northwest.
It's all about Maria.
Repulsion.
King Kong.
Great movie. Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen the original.
I have not seen the original.
Fun fact, some of it was filmed here in Tennessee.
I remember hearing that, but
my grandpa says he was hunting and saw the set. I don't know if he's lying, but that's what he says. He said they had done filmed and everything. But he said, like, yeah, I saw the, like, you know, in the film where the big walls that Kong comes out of,
no.
Like, that was here in Tennessee.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Robin Hood.
I've seen that one.
Not bad.
Click on it just to see if I've seen it.
Errol Flynn.
Robin Hood made him touch him.
Errol Flynn.
Like, I want to say I've seen that. I was like, maybe when I was a kid.
I can say that I have not.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
I was more of a Kevin Costner. Yeah.
That's just their age, though.
I mean, that should be on that list. Come on.
That should have been the movie. It should have been.
Never mind, being we've already figured it out.
What?
A movie that everyone hates, but we love, is
the Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Prince of Thieves.
That's hilarious. I don't know why we didn't think of that.
Everyone hates that movie?
It's got horrible. Yeah, it's like one of. I read on Facebook that it's like one of the worst movies ever. Or something.
It's not good.
I thought we talked about this the other day.
We did.
I had good audience score.
Maybe.
We did, but we were shocked by it because, like I said, I had read that a lot of people don't like it. I don't know.
The Maltese Falcon.
Heard of it, never seen it.
I've heard of it, I haven't seen it, though. Something that I'm... Nope.
Yeah, don't worry about that one. Rear Window. I watched Rear Window a month ago. Great movie.
Really?
It's Alfred Hitchcock. I love Alfred. I could watch anything by him. The entire movie takes place. He's got a broke leg. He's in a wheelchair. And a whole movie takes place in one room. And basically, he is bound to this wheelchair. And he has nothing to do. So And, you know, it's an older movie, so he can't really, you know, there's no cell phones or he can't play video games, you know. So he's, like, sitting there, and he has a camera that can zoom really far and stuff. So that's all he does. He just watches his neighbors. He witnesses a murder take place, and he's like, oh, my gosh. So his girlfriend, what's her face, comes in, and he tells her, like, what happened. And so he gets her to, like, sneak over into the apartment. It's, like, one of the most cringing, most intense things I've ever seen in a movie. Because she, like, goes into the apartment. And he's like, the Shia LaBeouf movie is based off this movie.
Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking, because they parody everything but The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Because Bart had a broken leg and he had the telescope.
Right,
and he heard the murderous scream over into Flanders' house.
Yeah.
And it was just Ned because the plant had died. And he screamed like a girl.
She's like goes into the apartment and she's like looking around, like, you know, looking for evidence of the missing girl. And then you see the guy coming home. Like, he's coming. His car pulls in. And like I said, it's an old movie, so there's no way to warn her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's like, get out of there. You know, it's pretty cool. It's like a really, for an older movie, like, yeah, it's awesome.
Rashomon. It's really good. It's an old Akira Kurosawa movie.
I have not seen this.
It's good.
Nope.
Is it foreign?
Japanese, yeah.
He doesn't look that Japanese.
Kurosawa did, like,
<Not weird>. Rashomon.
He did Rashomon and Seven Samurai and Hidden Fortress. And they're all just crazy good.
Sunset Boulevard.
<Mm-mm>.
Nope. The Philadelphia Story.
You skipped over Toy Story 2.
I seen that. Okay. Yeah, Toy Story 2
is,
of course. And two spots down is Toy Story 3.
It's actually like three more than two.
I think most people do.
Where's the original Toy Story?
Right there. 57.
They all three made it. And four's coming out. Golly, man. If all three got 100%, that's a high bar to. I would almost be tempted to be like, let's just not do another one. We made three perfect ones.
I didn't think they were going to, yeah. I thought the way that they ended three, I thought that was...
It was a good, perfect ending.
I was very sad.
Well, yeah.
My friend.
There was no might to it. I did cry.
Yeah, and they said, like, because I read an interview where the directors talked about, like, will this be a continuation of three? And they said, well, it takes place after three, but it's not a continuation. It's its own thing. And they said it's a story, it's a love story between Woody and, what's the little sheep girl toy?
Bo Peep. But she was going in the third one.
But she wasn't in the third one.
Yeah.
But they never, if you remember the way they explained it, they're just like, do you remember what happened to Bo Peep?
They just
all kind of frown.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when my mom was like, when Mom Martha in Star Wars says...
Oh, many Bothans died.
Many Bothans died that day. And they all just kind of lower their head. And now they're making a whole movie about it. So maybe that's what Toy Story 4 is.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Great movie.
Yeah. I've
seen it.
You'd like that movie. You would. Probably. That's a great movie.
Bicycle Thief.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's why I
skipped it. Just the title alone, I don't care.
The 400 Blows. That could be a porn.
That'd be exhausting.
For a normal man, maybe, do it not for McMurray.
So, how many?
This list is 100, but I wasn't.
Are we really going to go through all of them? Okay.
No.
I see Zootopia's on there.
That's why you notice I'm starting to kind of skip around a little bit.
Zootopia's good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Seven Samurai.
Like I said, really good.
No.
Up's incredible.
Selma. Did you guys watch Selma?
Uh-uh.
Yes, I did see Selma. It's good.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's just like a solid movie.
Zootopia. That surprised me that movie came out this year and it's already climbed up.
Pretty on the, yeah. I'll probably buy that when it comes out on digital.
You seen it?
No.
It's
really, but it's so good that I'll get
the
it.
Sloss, it is good. The Sloss. No. For me, I'm really hoping they do like they've done with other movies similar to this, where the Sloss get their own movie.
The Sloss movie.
They say it's, you know how like the Pixar movies, they pick something and they kind of, you know, where like Inside Out is all about a child's emotions and their issues going on in their brain. And, you know, they pick a real serious thing and then they kind of make it into a kid's thing. Apparently Zootopia is about like race.
Yeah, prejudice.
And prejudice and stuff. But they do it in such a cute, cuddly way where like it'd probably go right over a kid's head.
It's a cute little, but yeah, there's no way the little kid will understand what's going on.
But I'm curious to see just for that reason how they handle
it. It's good.
Yeah.
I just thought of another movie that everyone loved that I didn't particularly care about. Finding Nemo.
It's a good movie.
Like everyone loved it. It's a good movie. But
you know, I will say this though, as I'm excited for Dory. What's it called?
Finding Dory.
Is it just Finding Dory?
Dory, isn't it?
Is it Dory? Is it just Dory? I'm excited for that movie, but the trailers are kind of not good.
I was really excited about that movie until I seen trailers, and then I was kind of like,
they're not great. But it's not that I'm like, you know it'll be good. Right?
But then, too, that also has me hoping that they're just not
showing new stuff, yeah.
Which would be cool.
In the trailer, yeah.
We don't want them to, really.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just wanted to show you a little bit more to make you have a little bit more faith in it than what I have in it right now.
Rosemary's Baby, have y'all seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Movie is messed up. Have
you seen Taxi Driver?
I have.
Yeah.
12 Angry Men's great.
I've seen that.
I've probably seen more plays of 12 Angry Men than I have movies.
Streetcar Named Desire was good.
Frankenstein.
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler. Mm. I love that movie. Yeah, would be in my top 10.
LA Confidential. So my, at least in my honorable mentions for favorite movie ever.
Hurt Locker's great movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Dr. Strangelove. That's good.
Big Bird, you're killing me.
Iron Man.
Dr. Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love
the Bomb.
What the fuck?
Kubrick, man. Kubrick.
Man on Wire's good. Annie Hall's good. Cool Hand Luke, I resented that movie for so long.
Because of your name?
Because of my name. And then I finally watched it and I was like, this is actually pretty cool.
Seen where that was going.
Yeah.
Chinatown, you seen Chinatown?
Chinatown.
Jack Nicholson.
No.
No. Oh my God.
It's really good.
The Terminator. How is the Terminator 2 not higher than Terminator?
I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Terminator 2 is a perfect film.
Mm-hmm. Shaun the Sheep.
But I've been wanting to see that.
The Leviathan.
Hey, Alien.
That's the ship one where it turns upside down.
I didn't realize that movie was good.
That's a remake. There's an older one.
I thought this movie, like, sucked.
I remember seeing this poster and seeing this score.
No, the audience.
That looks like not the ship. That looks like the monster.
It does.
We have to watch the trailer. Because no one knows what this is.
Somebody that's how you guys right there.
You scam. Show me what
This isn't at all what I thought it was.
This must not be a trailer, it must be a clip. I'm intrigued though. I kind of want to watch it now.
If it's on subtitles, I can't.
You watch anime, don't you? They have subtitles.
just that. Just One Punch Man.
One Punch Man.
And it hurt.
So if they had subtitles, you could... Oh, yeah, it was subtitles.
Yeah.
And it hurt me.
I mean, obviously I can read. I don't mind it.
You just don't want to read.
I don't like for my eyes to have to deviate from the action on the screen to read it.
I'm just used to it, I guess.
So you probably couldn't read
No, it's different.
Yeah,
I can read the things.
You're saying
that picture.
You're saying when you watch something, you want it to talk to you.
When I'm watching something, I want to be able to watch what's happening up here, not have to look down here and read it.
I agree that is frustrating.
Much different than a comic.
But see, in my mind, I'm just thinking, I just wish I knew this language. But it doesn't prevent me from watching.
I'm just kind of like, I just blend them. So I can kind of watch it and see what you're saying.
Sometimes if it's a very I kind of agree with what he's saying, though. If it's a super dramatic moment, you want to be looking at their face. And sometimes I'll even go as far as, like, I'll read it and then I'll rewatch the scene and just look at them because I know what they're saying.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
You know?
I get that.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Because I know, I think both, don't you both, like, watch regular TV with subtitles?
Mm-hmm. Movies,
can't do that either. Why? Even if it's in English, they fucking want subtitles.
I do.
Why are you laughing at this?
I just think it's
funny.
I'm
serious.
I know. I just think it's funny for some. I agree.
I can't hear, so I won't listen.
Make it so easy.
I can't hear because I'm
in my 50s.
I've been to too many loud concerts and stuff. But
back in the 70s, they didn't care about the hearing in concerts. I stood right beside the speakers.
So I always just grew up got used to subtitles, so it doesn't even bother me anymore.
It doesn't really bother me either.
Aliens, one of my favorite movies.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. Love that movie.
That's a good movie.
It's a good sequel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sequel to say.
Sequel?
The Conversation. Just that title alone just grabs me. I just like, I would want to know what is that.
Oh, this got me. A Separation.
It's also more recent. The Conversation. Who would want to talk to that guy?
He's in a bathroom. There's something like Dinner with Andre.
Dinner with Andre.
Dinner with Andre.
What's that?
It's a movie where I could just sit at a table having a conversation, pretty much.
Oh, really? You know, it's a show.
Do you ever watch Community?
No.
Abed had an episode. Like, there's an episode where Abed did that with.
You know, it's a show I think you might like.
The main guy. No.
Anyway.
Joel McHale.
Do you guys have Hulu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the show The Booth at the End? You know what I'm talking about? That may not be the name of it. The Booth.
What are you telling me?
Yeah, The Booth at the End. You need to watch that. Like, I can't tell you what happens in it, but basically the entire show takes place in a booth in an ice cream shop. It's crazy. That's all I'm gonna say.
There's two seasons.
It's crazy.
I'm in a booth.
It's crazy. Like, you just check it out. I don't know. I'd be curious to know, like, what you think about it.
What kind of series is it? Is it
like, it's serious.
If you had to categorize it.
I've never seen anything like it. Fuck. Like, the whole thing takes place in, basically it's just people talking. It's like having a conversation, so. There's this man, that guy there, this mysterious guy who sits in a booth all day, and people come in and they talk to him and they're like, you know, I hear that you can make things happen. I need, you know, and at first it starts out like, you know, I can't make payments on my car. And, you know, it's like a little Chinese woman. And, you know, the guy's like, do this, this, and this, and, you know, your car will be paid off. So he like makes them go do things. And then the woman leaves. But you never see what she does. He just tells her to go do this thing. The whole thing takes place there. And, you know, a few minutes later, another guy sits down. You know, I can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it gets crazier. Like, someone will sit down and be like, I have cancer. And I'm going to die. And, like, what do I do? And he's like, do this, this, and this. And, you know. But it's really, like, really good acting, really good writing. Like, you know.
Sounds Sounds interesting.
You just gotta check it out. I know.
It sounds like something that
I think you would like.
I bet say it sounds like something that you would be like, this is a total McMurray of a show.
It's a McMurray of a show.
I'll never watch it.
I'll go on a limb here and say I don't think I would recommend it to DK. I'm just happy he's watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I'm not going to push any other show on him right now.
Doing reviews on this.
Yeah, season. We can finally start talking about that. I mean, that would be just awesome.
Well,
going to cap this episode off.
Let's cap this episode off.
All right.
You've been noted.
You've been noted,
bitches. Yeah, noted.
Yeah, noted.